This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, how about a new monitor? Maybe a partnership? And how about some video games? Like what was announced yesterday at Gamescom Opening Night Live. This comes to us from PCGamer.com. And yeah, there's quite a few games, such as another game trailer and a cinematic trailer for Starfield that was done. And an announcement for next year for Little Nightmares 3. So who are the two that were shown there? And there's another one called Black Myth Wukong. Pretty interesting game there. If I remember, it's got a little bit of a side-scroller to it. Maybe not. Killing Floor 3, where that is TBA. The other two are in 2024. But they also did Rebel Moon on Netflix, and that's going to be two movies. The first one begins on December 22nd, and is done by Transformers director Zack Snyder. So, there is that. But Crimson Desert did get a new gameplay trailer. Once again, that's all TBA. Payday 3, with a little bit of iced tea with it, had a new trailer to it. And that comes September 21st. Assassin's Creed Mirage also had a new cinematic and some gameplay, and the voice acted in Arabic. But that game comes October 5th, 2023. And then Tekken 8. So within that is an announcement of the new arcade quest that is single player mode and is focused on tournament play. That comes January 26th, 2024. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Yeah, November 10th, 2023. Say it's Modern Warfare. Nightingale had a nice little trailer to it. It's February 22nd, 2024. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, a remake. That'll come February 1st, 2024. Immortals of Avium, August 22nd, 2023, is that's release date. Has a little bit of FPS to it. Zenless Zone Zero. It has a combat and game trailer video, but there's no release date to it. Honkai Star Rail has a release date, new game update on August 30th. And there's a new trailer for Fuzuan. Lords of the Fallen will come October 13th, 2023. Has a new story trailer for the Soulikes ARPG. And hey, Sonic Superstars, October 17th, 2023. Had a nice trailer to that too. Go multiplayer. And the Final Horizon update for Sonic Frontiers, which the update comes on September 28th. So we'll see what happens there. The First Descendant. New trailer and announcement of September 29th. The 25th crossplay open beta. Under the Waves, August 29th, 2023, so it comes up 6 days. Has a new story focused launch trailer. You can go check that out. Fort Solace, well, that's out yesterday, actually, and has a new launch day trailer. Some people didn't like that though. Maybe they liked Expeditions, which comes out in 2024. The announcement trailer for the next off-road game will be the Mud Rudder developers, and the Crew Motorfest. Release date is September 14th, 2023, in about a month or so, with a new trailer and announcement about the five-hour free trial, which will be available from September 14th through the 17th. The Phantom Liberty of Cyberpunk 2077 comes September 26th, 2023. But they showed a new gameplay trailer and some new weapons and gameplay changes. Stormgate, probably might come out next year, but it has a new gameplay trailer and developer commentary to it. Last Epoch. New updates coming September 7th, 2023. New trailer, developer commentary comes in the next early access update in September. Oh, Marvel Snap. There'll be another season that comes August 22nd, so that was yesterday. And the early access happened, but there's a nice little video to it. Armored Core 6 comes out with a new launch trailer and the release date is August 25th, 2023. Warhaven, September 21st, early access. And the new trailer and access date has an announcement on the YouTube. Mortal Kombat 1 also has a new story and combat trailer, and that will be available September 19th. Era, History Untold. Era, History Untold. Words are hard. Anyway, gameplay trailer was revealed, and the release date will be sometime next year. They also put up Diablo 4, The Season of Blood. It comes out October 17, 2023, and that'll be Diablo's Season 2. Dustborn, people in a bus ready to fight. New story trailer, and release date is next year, sometime. Thank goodness you're here. I should have saved this one for the end. Release date's 2024, and once again has a new game trailer to it. And of course there's Alan Wake 2. They did provide a new video with new story trailer, and it comes out October 27th, 2023. But that was yesterday. So what was announced today? Well, GamesRadar.com said that the future game show at GamesCon did have some stuff to it. And that includes Stop Dead. That comes from the... Oh, I'm sorry. That was at the Future Game Show. And it will be coming to PC on October 5th. But the demo is now available on Steam. You have until August 30th to set the highest score or the fastest time. But if they do, you could win a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X or S. Interesting. Outrage comes from Hardballs Games. Has a 32-player brawler, and that was revealed on the Future Game Show. It had some pre-alpha gameplay to it, but it will come to Steam early access in spring of 2024. Streets of Rogue 2. And yes, you should see the trailer for that. Looks pretty interesting. But that too was at the Future Game Show and will be coming soon. When? We do not know. Soul Slinger. Rooting to thing roguelike. Roguelike. Nah. And you'll be playing as the last soul. Soul Slinger. Envoy of Death. It'll be set in the Wild Wild West. And it'll come to Steam Early Access later this year. But the demo is available right now on Steam. Internites. It's a post-apocalyptic anime. And you go hacking and slashing when you beat up the monsters. And the game will be launching on September 12th for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Blasphemous 2. The game Kitchen made a game. It's named Blasphemous 2. And that game will be out August 24th for PC. Not tomorrow. PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo Switch. So yeah, go play that one. Parcel Core. That's part of Billy Goat's Entertainment. And you're a bicycle messenger. Hey, bicycles! That'll be launching on PC and consoles in 2024. The Gap. Well, there, you'll be diving into some memories. Into some memories, I should say. And that's quite the thriller. And it'll be coming to PCs this fall. RoboCop Rogue City. Oh, RoboCop, here we go. There's an FPS game. Yes, it is. Because Rogue City is coming soon to PC and consoles. Oh, boy. RoboCop Gangs of Sherwood. That comes from the Appeal Studios. And they'll be coming to PC and consoles on October 19th. They did give a trailer for what's coming. Star Tucker. That comes out to PC in 2024. Castlecraft. Comes to PC this winter. Sprawl. Is in the works. And that's a cyberpunk shooter. Tavern Keeper. That'll be coming to PC in 2024. A.K. Solot. Something like that. It's X-O-L-O-T-I. Anyway, that too is an FPS, and you get to play as an amphibian. That comes to PC and consoles on September 14th. Twin Sails Interactive Montage comes to PC and consoles in the second quarter of next year. Aloft is indeed another survival game, and the demo is out right now, but it'll be coming to PC next year. Last Faith is gothic and soul-like, and that'll be coming out this November for both PC and consoles. It's a wrap. It's a puzzle adventure, and that comes out very soon, apparently on PC and Nintendo Switch. Underlab, that's a new social deception game, and that'll come to PC and consoles with a closed beta very soon. And there was a VR showcase as well. That included Hellsweep VR, The Pirate Queen, Vertigo 2, Islanders VR Edition, Tin Hearts, and Devigo. Park Beyond comes out September 29th. Tiny Glade will come to Gamescom, or did come to Gamescom as well. And it comes to PC in 2024. Pacific Drive, you've heard of that one, coming to PC and PlayStation 5 early next year. Warhammer Age of Sigmar, Realms of Ruin, that'll be on PC and console November 17th. Abotic Factor is a multiplayer survival game, and it's coming to PC in 2024. Famspark will be coming to PC and Nintendo Switch at some time. Ones to Play section, and the demo is up right now for that one. It is on Steam, so you can check that out. Europa, that's coming in 2024, and the demo is available now. Warframe, there'll be more news on the TennoCon in 2023, which does kick off in 3 days about this one. Wild Country is a card battler and city builder, and it'll be on PC and Nintendo Switch soon. Raven's Watch is on Steam right now for early access, and the Storm Island update will be launching this September 23rd. Scorn will be coming to PlayStation 5 on October 3rd. And Xbox did give a trailer for PC Game Pass as well. Symphonia. Oh, by the way, that Game Pass will be coming soon. Or more games will be coming soon to the PC Game Pass. But Symphonia is a musical puzzle platform. It'll be coming to PC and consoles next year. Dome King Cabbage. Yes, there's vegetables. And it did have a trailer to it. It'll be coming to PC and Nintendo Switch very soon. Well, Blizzard soon, maybe. Astronimo. Here's another platform puzzle, and it'll be coming to Steam early access on September 27th. Hexen Hunters, which is an action RPG set in the 18th century, and that's coming to PC in 2024. Freedom Games, which did show The Vengeance of Mr. Peppermint, Humanence, Intramitical, Sugar Shack, and Astrogos, and Dust Fleet. So that's some of the games that's coming on the indie scene. Wayfinder, that's an airship syndicate, and it's a multiplayer action RPG, and is out now for PlayStation and PC. Ad Infinitum, now this is a horror game with some very vivid nightmares, and it'll be coming to PC and consoles September 14th, all ready for Halloween. Hellskate. So, Tony Hawk does meet Hades in Hellskate, so you can grind to defeat hordes of demons. And it launches in 2024. Deathground, another dinosaur survival horror game, will be coming soon to PC. Tormented Souls 2, that's the last one. And has a very sinister survival horror game that's coming to PC and consoles in 2024. Now, we did speak about Diablo 4 earlier, and according to PC Games SN, Diablo 4 did have a hot fix, because the caged heart of the barber was broken because of the last hot fix. So they undid that. So, yeah, you can now go check that out if you play Diablo, and the barber's heart is part of season 1. So yeah, go check that out. And according to .esports.com, yeah, one of the streamers did pull off one of the best plays and didn't fire a single shot. So the streamer's called SkippyFX, and he did his 1v5 CSGO clutches 2023, as he went for a 10-second ninja defuse where the terrorists were still alive. So yes, he did. And the video's up on Reddit. So hey, if you can get the job done and win the team, a win for the team, go do it. Now, Eurogamer said that Twitch has a discovery feed, but only a few people can use it. So, Twitch did say earlier this year that they would have stories and discovery features to the platform. But now the discovery feed is out there. In fact, that Twitch support on X did say, our first discovery feed experiment starts rolling out to select users today. This limited experience will help us train algorithm and get your feedback. The feature clips after every stream to get discovered in the feed, even if you're not in the experiment. But Eurogamer also did say that NVIDIA did announce the DLSS 3.5 ray reconstruction, which is boosting the RT quality with an AI-trained denoiser. So, and that was at Gamescom too. But that's where NVIDIA did unveil the DLSS 3.5, which has a lot more ray tracing to it. Ray reconstruction. So they're trying to do a better job with things. Now, Nintendo Everything did say that Denovo is now a part of Switch's middleware. Now, Denovo is associated with the security for video games, but is now protecting the technologies through the Nintendo Developer Portal, which is the NDP, and is now authorized for Switch middleware. Now, Denovo did say that Switch will be, quote, emulated from day one and played on PC, therefore bypassing the strong protections offered on the PC version. The Nintendo Switch emulator protection will ensure that anyone wishing to play the game has to buy a legitimate copy. They also claimed that, quote, the technology integrates seamlessly into the build tool chain with no impact on gaming experience that allows the insertion of checks the code, which blocks gameplay on emulators. But enough of that. Because if you don't like sitting, you could try standing on your streaming service, because The Verge does say that Corsair has a desk for you. So you can stand and now play your video games on a standing desk, which I believe is adjustable via basically up and down. So if you wanted to sit, you would be able to sit. But since this desk is adjustable, now the player can stand. Very, very interesting. We end today, with a massive monitor. And sometimes we just do that because, according to Engadget.com, Samsung made a 4K gaming monitor, and it's coming in October. So, it is called the Odyssey Neo G9, and it has an LED with HDR 1000 support, which means it has 1000 nits of peak brightness, 240 Hz refresh rate, 1 millisecond response time, 2 HDMI 2.1 ports, 1 HDMI 2.0 port, and a DisplayPort 2.1 input. And by the way, buyers will also get AMD's FreeSync Premium Pro, which will be 57 inches, 7,680 by 2,160 aspect ratio, with a 1000R curvature. So it's going to be basically all around you. But you know that we're around. We may have more news from Gamescom tomorrow. I know this one was a long one, people. I do apologize. Because you know what I say, that this has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Hey, when it comes to gaming announcements, things do go long. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people. Thank you.